朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
保罗在这里提醒我们要平衡。
Paul here reminded us to attain balance.
用爱心说诚实话。
To speak truth with love.
当然，这句话可以应用在我们日常与人交往的上面。
Of course, this can be applied to our daily life.
当我们讲一句话的时候。
As we speaking,
我们要问两件事情。
We have to ask two things.
我讲这句话真不真？
What I'm speaking is true or not?
第二句话我们要问。
The second thing we have to ask.
我讲这句话爱不爱
？What am I speaking? Is it out of love or not?
今天很多人会讲真话而不讲爱话。
And many of us know how to speak truth, but not with love.
今天很多人会讲爱话而不肯讲真话。
And many can speak with love, but not telling the truth.
有的时候讲爱讲到牺牲真。
And sometimes when you talk about love, you sacrifice the truth.
有的时候讲真讲到忘记爱。
Sometimes you speak truth so much, you forget about love.
所以保罗在这里给我们实在是充满智慧的一个提醒。
So this is really a verse full of wisdom.
但是当我们看十五节的时候，你看英文圣经里面有一个代名词是中文没有翻译出来的。
Yet in verse 15, there's a special connectivities in the English version is a pronoun.
那这个 personal pronoun 呢是 we 这个字，我们这个字。
And this special place is connecting these two parts is we.
换句话说，不是我怎么样用爱心说诚实话。As a church, as a body of Christ, 以基督的身体来说，我们怎么样用爱心说诚实话。
So this goes beyond the individuals and speak about the whole church. How we as a church can speak truth with love.
弟兄姊妹，我在准备这篇信息的时候
，As I prepare for this message,
我带着个非常严肃的心要跟大家分享我这个负担。
I have such a serious attitude.Tour sharing this with you.
如果我们今天在这样现实的问题，我们教会没有立场。
If we don't have the proper position on such a practical matters,
我们关起门来做礼拜，请问到底有什么意义
？If we just close our doors and do our worship ourselves, what does it really mean?
弟兄姊妹，我想全教会没有一个人比我，包括我的同工在内。对于静心堂更战战兢兢。
Maybe none of you in the church, including my coworkers, were so concerned about building this new church.
弟兄姊妹，我很紧张。
And I feel very nervous.
不是单单静心堂很兴奋的紧张。
It goes more than just being excited about moving into a new location.
弟兄姊妹。这一段时间，路加福音十二章四十八节一直如影随形在我里面，也安慰我，也鼓励我，也成为我一个噩梦的来源。
Yet what's said in the Bible in the book of Luke had constantly been a reminder to me.
耶稣基督说：“多给谁，就向谁多要；多托谁，就向谁多取。”
The Lord had said, "Whoever has received more, I will get more from him."
弟兄姊妹，我们将来进到新堂。我们有许许多多新的挑战，新的责任。
Brothers and sisters, there are many new challenges facing us once we move.
社会关怀、社会责任，对一个蒙神那么大恩典的教会是责无旁贷。
It is indeed truly our responsibility for a blessed church to care and concern for the society and societal part.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为说，哎呀，十一月我们好兴奋，我们到一个。大教堂去了。
You may get very excited because we're going to move to a much bigger location.
哎呀，东西都是新的。
Everything should be new.
哎呀，什么东西好像都是不一样。
Everything will be different.
但是弟兄姊妹，你们不知道我心里面多紧张。
But you should also know how nervous I am.
每一次我一想到这里，我真的有一种发抖的感觉。
And every time when I think of it, I feel like being shaken with an even more solemn heart.
弟兄姊妹，让我们学会合一。
Brothers and sisters, let us learn how to be in unity.
有一首诗歌叫做《十字架的不归路》，十字架的没有回头的路。
There's a hymn about the no returning ways on the cross.
今天神把我们放在这个教会的发展也是一个不归路。
The Lord had put us on the expanding church path. It is a one-way
street. 你同意不同意，你赞成不赞成，我们现在已经要走向这条路去。
Whether you agree, ever agreed or not, now it's time we have already been on this bandwagon.
那为什么我们不同心合力的发奋的能够把我们进到新堂这件事情能够做得最合神的心意？
And we need a unity in the church so that this moving to the new church can be made perfect.
我们要在这一方面有长进。
So we need growth in this aspect.
第三，我们看十六节。
Thirdly, let's look at verse 16.
十三、十四节讲到信仰的成熟。
And we talked about the maturity of faith in the first few verses.
第十三和十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
那么用稳定来提醒我。
Using the stable to remind us.
十五节是讲到生活的成熟。
And then in verse 15, it's talking about the maturity in our life.
用平衡来提醒我们。
Talking about how do we achieve the balance.
十六节在侍奉上要成熟。
Verse 16 teaches us how to be mature in a church service.
用协调来提醒我们。
Uses the coordination to remind us.
事实上在十三节到十六节这三段的圣经里面。
For all these verses, 13 through 16.
其实这三件事情呢跟平衡都有关系。
And all of these have something to do with attaining the balance.
十三节告诉我们。
Verse 13 says,
在真道上合一。
We should attain unity in faith.
在认识神的儿子上也要合一。
Attain unity in the knowledge of the Son of God.
因为在 NIV 的圣经看见 unity of the faith, unity of the knowing of the Son of God. 就是说这两样事情都要有 unity.
It talked about, especially in the NIV version, we should attain unity in the faith as well as in the knowledge of the Son of God.
真道的这个合一是在知识上面。
The faith pertains to knowledge.
认识神的儿子只有在生命上面。
Knowing the Son of God can only come through with a true life.
因为圣经里面提到认识这个字是讲到生命深处的关系而说的。
In the Bible, the word knowing is to know each other in the deep part of your life.
弟兄姊妹有个很基本的一个认识我们要有。
There's a fundamental knowledge that we should attain.
我们要分辨什么是恩典，什么是恩赐。
We should be able to distinguish the difference between grace and a gift.
我越侍奉主，我越觉得这两方面的分别是今天教会弟兄姊妹所需要。
And the more I serve the Lord, the more I firmly believe you should know the difference.
严格的说，对接受者来说
，as a receiver,
恩典是没有条件。
There's no condition for you to receive.
上帝给我们白白的恩典是没有任何的寄望你回报他。
That when the Lord bestowed His grace upon us, He never asked you to give anything back.
但是神给恩赐的时候
，Yet when God gives you a gift,
他对我们是有盼望。
There is a hope.
是有条件。
There is a condition.
恩典让我们成为今天何等的人。
The gift had made us to be
the grace.
A grace has made us to become a Christian.
恩典使我们知道怎么样来侍奉他。
The grace that helps us to know how to serve Him.
所以认识恩赐、肯定恩赐、运用恩赐，是今天我们要在主面前一起来思想。
So to be able to know, to affirm, and to apply, the grace, the gift, is what we should pondering.
弟兄姊妹，教会里面不管人多少
，regardless of how many members there is in the church,
有两句话，请弟兄姊妹记得。
I want you to remember two.
你只要看到一个信徒
，whenever you see another follower,
你在心里面要说一句话
，you should.Tell yourself,
在这个教会里面
，in this church,
我不能没有你
，I cannot be without you。
弟兄姊妹，请你记得
，please remember this，
我不能没有你
，I cannot be in this church without you。
今天可能是因为暑假人数稍微少一点
，today because of many people are on vacation。
我今天早上起来的时候，我就在想，今天人大概会少一点。
This morning, I was telling myself maybe we will not attend the full capacity today.
我觉得很不甘心。我觉得很不甘心。为什么不甘心呢？因为我觉得我今天有很重的负担要跟大家分享。
I feel a little sad about this because I have such a burden that I want to share this message with all of you.
这每一个礼拜天早上
，So every Sunday morning,
我都在神面前有个祷告。
I always had the same prayer.
我是主啊，每一个弟兄姊妹都是不可缺的，我不可以没有你。你现在懂我的意思吗？
None of the members of the church should be missed because I cannot be in this church without you.
这个话容易说。
It's easy to say.
对，下面一句话，我希望大家也操练要说的。
And I want you to also learn to speak the following sentence.
我不只是说我不能没有你。
Not only you should say, I cannot be without you.
我们也应该说你不能没有我。
You cannot be without me either.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们觉得这句话说不出口。
And much of the time we feel it's difficult for us to say so.
我没有你不可以啊，就是我非要有你不可，很谦卑。
And it's easy to express that I cannot be without you, but that represents the humble part of myself.
你不能没有我，你是老几。
How can I say that you cannot be without me?
弟兄姊妹，如果你不能说第二句话，你就不懂得身体的真理。
If you do not know how to say the second sentence, then you don't understand what is the whole body.
弟兄姊妹，我们中间没有一个弟兄姊妹是多余的。
Brothers and sisters, there's no extra parts in the whole congregation, in the whole body.
当然可惜今天教会对恩赐认识的太肤浅太贫穷。
And maybe we have only shallow understanding of the word gift.
在芝加哥我碰到一对夫妇。
And in Chicago, I came across a couple.
很爱主，很热心，很属灵。
They love the Lord a great deal. They're very spiritual.
有一次他们来跟我谈话。
Once they came to speak to me,
他说李牧师，你知道吗？上帝给我一个恩赐。
And they said, Pastor Lee, do you know that the Lord has given me a gift?
是那个姐妹说的。
That was the sister who said so.
说上帝给你什么恩赐？
Then I asked her, what kind, what gift?
她说上帝给我一个感牧师的恩赐。
She said, the Lord has given me the gift that I know how to cast away or how to chase away a pastor, throw out a pastor.
弟兄姊妹，她不是开玩笑，她很认真。
And she was not joking about this.
她说，我不只是有这个恩赐，也有这个恩赐这一方面侍奉的果效。
Not only am gifted, but I also can present you my accomplishments.
我只要到一个教会，没有多久，那个教会的牧师一定被辞职，一定被炒鱿鱼。
And wherever I go, whichever church I go to, that pastor will leave.
那是九年前我在芝加哥读书的时候的事情。
This happened 9 years ago when I was going to school at Chicago.
九年前他告诉他已经赶成了三个牧师。
And 9 years ago she told me she had outcasted 3 pastors.
后来过了几年，我发现他又有两个成果，所以一共他赶过了5个牧师。
So a few years later, I came to know that she was able to cast out 2 more pastors.
5个牧师是在5个不同的教会。
5 pastors in 5 different churches.
换句话说，他到一个教会发挥那个恩赐成功了，然后神就带领他到另外一个教会，又运用那个恩赐又成功了，一共5个教会。
She was able to apply her gift in 5 different churches.
我怎么告诉他？
What was my response to her?
听说后来她鼓励她丈夫自己出来做牧师。
Later I realized she had encouraged her husband to become a minister.
我告诉她，我说姊妹，我说你太滥用恩赐这两个字。
And I said to her, sister, maybe you're abusing your gift.
我在圣经里面没有找过这个恩赐，叫做感牧师的恩赐。
I have never come across such a gift to be defined in the church.
但是圣经里面有一个恩赐跟这个有关系。
There is a gift in the church which might be related to this.
叫分别诸灵的恩赐。
That is the gift that you can tell an evil from a good spirit.
你这个分别诸灵的恩赐的运用，就是跟你现在神用你在某一些教会里面的这个工作是很相似。
And such a gift is very similar to some of the gifts you use in the church.
因为神给你一个特别的看见，看见这个牧师里面有一些不合神旨意的地方，我相信。
And perhaps such an individual who can tell a pastor deeply in his heart is not appropriate to work in that church.
但是真的就要赶他呢，这是另外一回事情。
And then what's the art of chased out a pastor, it may be a different matter.
同样有人告诉我说，李牧师，我有开车的恩赐。
And then some other may come to me and says, Pastor Lee, I'm gifted in driving.
所以我就参加我们的交通小组。
So I joined the transportation team.
弟兄姊妹圣经上没有开车的恩赐的这一种。
I don't think the Bible is specifically talking about the art or the gift of driving.
但是圣经里面有 serving gift, 有服侍的恩赐。
But yet the Bible does talk about the gift of how or knowing how to serve.
我们太随便滥用恩赐这两个字。
We should not abuse the term gift.
所以我们实在需要在主的面前在这一方面有一些整合。
So we really need to come to have a better understanding.
因为时间的关系我必须做一个结论。
We have to conclude due to time.
去年十一月的时候。
Last year in November,
杨连生教授在这边有一个追思礼拜。
There was a memorial service for Professor Yang.
我记得在追溯生平的时候。
As I remember during the eulogy,
他的一个学生讲了一句话。
One of his students mentioned.
从去年十一月一直到现在，我一直在想这句话。
I have clear memory of what he said since last November.
他说这个杨教授。
He said, Professor Yang,
在生前他把学者分成两类。
He divided all the scholars into two kinds.
一种是第一流的学者。
The first kind is the first rate.
第二种呢是第一线的学者。
The second is always standing on the first line.
那他讲这两种。
When he talked about these two different kinds,
我就常常问我自己。
I often ask myself,
我愿不愿意做第一流的传道人
？Do I want to be the first-rate minister or pastor？
我愿不愿意也做第一线的传道人
？And more so, should I also be the pastor on the first line？
今天教会的发展
，Today in churches development，
我们愿不愿意让这个教会成为第一流的教会
？Should we make this church as a first-rate church？
也让我们这个教会能够做站在。第一线的教会。
We also should make our church to be the one who stands on the front line.
弟兄姊妹，这是我的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is my prayer.
让我们为教会，为我们自己，也有这样的祷告。
Let us have the same prayer for church and for ourselves.
让我们进步，往第一流的目标去努力。
Let us grow to be a first-rate church.
但是我们不要做了第一流，而躲在第三、第四后方。
Yet in the meantime, once we have become a first rate of the church, we should not hide ourselves from the front line.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，也许今天早上的信息我们觉得有一点重。
Lord, perhaps you regard this morning's message as a little heavy.
但是主啊，这是从你仆人很重的负担里面发出来的。
But Lord, this has come out of my heart, which is heavily burdened.
求主让保罗在以弗所书给我们看见的标准成为我们的目标。
Lord, please help us to see such a standard described in Ephesians become our goal.
让我们有稳定的信仰
，so we can have a very firm faith.
平衡的生活
，have a balanced life.
一个协调的侍奉
，and have a coordinated service.
把我们的教会前面的道路交在主你手中。
So please.Help us for the roads that are ahead of us.
奉耶稣基督的名
Pray in the Lord Jesus. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。